It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts, Damien Warren and
Toby Harris.
It's been a couple of weeks.
And the annoying thing is that work got in the way.
Work.
Again.
Yeah. We just can't fit it in, but we are going to look at a new time, aren't
we? Yes, we are.
We may have to go early morning.
Oh. We all know they're really good ones too, though.
They are. Oh, they're very good.
Yes.
When we're more tired, I think they're better.
Yes. Yes. So this one's going to be brilliant.
So anyway, thank you for sticking up with us and waiting a couple of weeks to listen to this this pod. But anyway, before we go on any further, how can people support us? How can they make us wake up early to get here early to make sure the show comes out?
Send me $1 million.
Copious amounts of money.
Exactly. No, like, share, subscribe, 5-star review, email in.
Yeah, if you're one of those
below,
if you've listened to the show for a number of weeks, months,
yeah,
even possibly years,
wow,
and you have never emailed in, we love a good long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Yes, if it's been years, though, you're sad. You need to move on.
No.
Who said that?
No. Unbelievable. So anyway, let's go on from messages from our supporters.
Yes.
The first one. Can I do this one?
Yes, of course you can.
This is one of my favorite ever messages from the supporters. Okay, boys, love the pod and look forward to it each week. Well, that's what we're here for. Okay, big question. In these three scenarios, he said three, but he's got more. Who would win out of you two? Rugby one-on-one in both of your primes.
I reckon I'll have you for speed.
Oh, you definitely have me for speed. Now, I thought about this.
Although you were quick.
I wasn't slow, but you definitely
you
have
me. You had sides on me.
Yeah, if it was like a narrow area, I've got you.
Yeah, I agree.
But if it's bigger than
full pitch.
If it's bigger than a meter wide, you've got me.
That would be a close one.
Nah, it wouldn't be. You just run rings around me, mate.
Nah, you're big. You're not that slow.
I reckon if I had the ball, I'd be right. But, you know, if you got chucked the ball, it's all over Red Rover. Anyway, mate, moving on. Connect Four.
Ooh, do you rate yourself a Connect Four?
I don't, but I think strategically. So, therefore, I reckon it'd be tight.
Well, it's a hard one because you just don't
it's
know.
It's not a proper sport either, is it?
Not.
Let's be honest.
Arm wrestle.
I reckon you'd have me. Easy.
I disagree.
Easy. I know I've got the ballast to hold anchor me down.
You've got the weight behind you.
That's
your
gone
arm,
to, that's gone
so
to,
strong.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. What do you reckon? Should we do it afterwards?
Should we do it
afterwards? Not doing that. Yeah, no, you'd beat me on that. I'm pretty confident. First to pull, either a boy or a girl in a bar. Definitely you.
Well, I'd just pull them back. Oh, does he mean pull?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Means sweet talking.
Oh, okay. Oh,
definitely.
You've got the gift of the gab.
Mate, listen, I'm useless with the ladies.
Well, there's boys there as well.
This is the reason why I've been married so long, because I'm absolutely useless with the ladies. My wife's got nothing to worry about.
Oh, hell.
Okay, well, you've won most of those, haven't you?
General knowledge.
Definitely me.
Spelling competition. We're both rubbish.
This is loaded, David. I know.
Oh, what?
Tug of war.
Oh, I think you'd win that.
Yes. Yes, I think I would. Mm. And I watched, was that Korean? I mean, this is, we've done tug of war at school before, right?
Yeah, we have, yeah.
With the kids. And after watching, what was that Korean show where they played all the kids' games?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was that
Squid
called?
Games.
Squid Games, right?
Yeah.
So watch Squid Games and one
have
of
you
the-
only just watched it?
No, I watched it a while ago.
Yeah, one of them was tug
of
war.
Right, I got my kids in the house to do that technique, and it worked an absolute treat.
Really?
Yeah.
And then did they shoot you?
No. There's the other people lost, so we're okay.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Tug of war. Yeah, that's it. Many thanks for all your laughs, David.
Yeah.
Thanks, David.
That's a good question. Good question. But do you know what? I would change the boys. Instead of having an S, it needs to be a Z.
The boys.
Okay. Jason Styles. Jason Styles is becoming the new Razzle
Dazzler. Oh, there's no such thing. Wash your mouth out with soap.
But I love it. Like, the Razzle Dazzler is brilliant. Jason Styles is brilliant. Okay.
They are brilliant.
The difference is Jason Styles has written a paragraph. And the Razzler the Dazzler writes a thesis.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings trilogy series. Not just a book or a chapter. Anyway, he goes on to say, sorry about the grammar, gents.
I think this is the one where we took the mick out of his grammar.
Yes. Now, it's funny you say sorry about the grammar, gents. And to be fair, in his little message, he does say, English is not my first language. Now, I'm sure, Jason, your English and grammar is better than ours, and English is our first language.
Nah, Kiwi's my first name.
The boys.
In New Zealand, we spell things wrong on purpose.
We can't spell, we just speak. Speak it right. Anyway, right. Which coach was better, Robbie Deans, Scotty Robinson?
I think Robbie Deans was an excellent coach, but he wasn't a great man manager.
He wasn't, was he? He had such a good team. He had half the All Blacks in his team.
More than half the All Blacks. When Robbie Deans was coaching, he basically had an all Black, either past or present,
yep,
All Black team.
Yes.
I say this because I played Robbie Deans' team, and they literally 15 starters had all played for the All Blacks.
Right, well, there you go.
Or were an All Black. It's a tough one. I think as a pure coach, Robbie Deans is absolutely class. But as an overall head coach, Scotty Robinson's much better.
Oh, brilliant man manager.
And the other thing that Scotty Robinson does is he selects his assistant coaches really well.
Yeah.
So he sees something in them that he can't offer. And he makes sure he plugs that gap. But he's just such a good motivator. Like, yeah, the players don't want to play for anyone else. They want to play for Scotty Robinson.
Which he obviously does something right, doesn't he?
He does a lot of things right.
Yeah.
As a pure coach, I don't know. I think maybe.
Has Robbie Deans got a more technical mind, do you think?
Maybe. It's tough on that one. I'm gonna say Scotty Robinson overall, because the head coach's role is what Scotty Robinson does really well.
Yes. Yeah.
Really
well.
He'd
be a very good soccer football manager.
You know, and also, the thing that I do like about Scotty Robinson is he's had good players, goes without saying, but he's created good players.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like Richie Mwanga.
Yeah.
David Harvey.
Listafia Noku.
All of these guys,
they were all right.
It's not like
raw talent.
They were raw talent, and he shaped them. Yeah. So anyway, he's never had Dan Carter.
No.
You know, when he's coached, he's never had Dan Carter as a starting team. Mm.
And he had Richie McCaw.
He did have Richie for a year, I think.
Oh. No.
Maybe not. Anyway, there you go.
Anyway, next one. You can pick two to start on the wing and one off the bench.
Ooh.
Wendell Saylor, Jeff Wilson, Jason Robinson.
Just can I just
Lottie
say
Takeiri.
Jason Robinson 100%.
Oh yes.
A 100%.
Yep, I agree.
I'd have him at fullback, to be honest, but I'm going to go with him on the wing.
Okay. And then the last one is Julian Savia.
Did you go Lottie Takeiri?
Yep, I said that. You were just talking over me like a rude person.
I am. Julian Savia for me.
Oh, right, okay.
In his heyday was unstoppable.
Yeah.
And then you got on the other side, the stepper.
The stepper of Jason Robinson.
Yeah, those two together would have been.
And who would you have off the bench?
Oh, I'd probably go Lottie Takeiri or Wendell Saylor. I wouldn't have Jeff Wilson off the bench.
No.
I thought he was a good player, Jeff, but he was a really good player because he played cricket also for New Zealand.
He was a really good player because he played in a time that...
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? Like,
wasn't great.
He was a really good player.
Were you just about to say he was a great All Black?
No, that's my point. My point is,
he's not.
It made him better, the fact that he also played cricket for New Zealand.
Yes, and basketball.
And basketball. So for me, he was just such a good sportsman. Yeah. I love that story.
Yes.
That's why I love Jeff Wilson.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure as a pure player, he was as good as those other guys.
Do you think if he was a player now and he just picked rugby, he'd make?
Probably, yeah. He's a hell of a sportsman, isn't he? You know, not many others can do what he did.
No, gosh, no.
Do you know he coached his son's basketball team to national title as well?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, his wife was a very good netballer.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, she played for the Silver Ferns.
Yeah.
And she is absolutely stunning.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Good on her, mate.
Every dog has his day.
Yes.
Jeff.
Good on you, Jeffrey.
I wonder if you weren't an All Black,
good
whether or not
question.
She would be interested.
Yes. Okay, so, Super Brew.
Oh, yeah, hang on. Let's put the music on.
Super Brew. Right, hey, so, Super Brew.
Why are you so excited about Super Brew, sir?
Well, I've been topping the charts. I have been topping the charts. So this week, I topped the charts. I was there at the top of the charts. Okay, so I got 11.25.
You got everything right, and you got like a couple of bonus point things as well, didn't you? I mean, it's unbelievable. You had an unbelievable week.
I had a really good week.
I thought I had a good week. Because I only got one wrong. And I absolutely smashed. I dropped 10 places.
Yes. Let me get there. Anyway, the Ginger Ninja was in second, close behind. Stevie Mac, Doyler, Swano. We're on the same points there. Then we've got Damo. You're in sixth place, yeah? No, sorry, you're not sixth. You got 6 points. You didn't get all of them right.
I missed one, yeah.
Yeah, you missed one.
I got
so that was
American.
The bonus point, yeah.
Yeah. Had got that. Happy days.
Taranaki 88. Village. Absolutely village. He's even below you.
So where does it put it
Sugar
overall?
Sugarfingers got last.
Mate, listen, seriously. Top five, bottom five.
Okay, here we
right?
go.
Not
so
the
I'll
whole
go bottom live. Five first.
Overall, this
overall,
is.
Overall, yeah, overall. So
why am I bored? Oh, that's because I'm not doing very well.
JFH 10.475.
Yeah.
That's village. We've got Skiwi Dave. We got Ben Zealand.
Ooh.
I know. Sugarfingers last.
Oh, Sugarfingers last.
Well, no, he was last overall, but he's quite a way ahead of the bottom two. So the bottom two are 4.75, 6, and it goes 10 and 12.
Is that
you are Damo. You're an 18th. You're an 18th with
that music.
18 and a half. But then, who's at top? Who's at the top? Curtis. 27. Tobinator, 26.
The second
Stevie
overall.
Stevie Mac, 25. It's Ben Affleck.
You know,
as well. How?
You know, there's like a changing of the guard in life where, you know, like I have this with my son. Right. So right now, at the moment, I can still beat him up in a wrestle. We've spoken about this before on the pod. All right. So alpha
you've
male.
You've got loads of years on that, though.
Alpha male, I'm all good.
I reckon you've got that till he's 20.
But the day.
He's weak, isn't he? He is weak, though.
The day that he becomes stronger than me will be a sad day.
Hmm?
I kind of feel like this with Subaru. I feel like you've eclipsed me now.
And, so you, and it's thought, all, you thought you were always better than me?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. Hell.
It's Subaru. I always thought, you know, it's a bit of a joke. Damo's pretty good. Toby's pretty bad. And then you're taking it seriously now. What is wrong with you?
Well, I've already put my picks in for this coming week.
He texts me in the morning really early. Here's me trying to have a romantic moment with...
Were you?
No.
And then I popped up and she was like, oh, yeah, Damo! Damo. Sorry.
And there's Toby texting me to some stupid o'clock in the morning going, you haven't done your picks. I was like, I have done my picks.
It's because I was looking at the different at a different competition. I was like, what? No one's done their picks. But
yeah, yeah, there you go. Anyway, come on, let's move on. You've had your moment in the sun.
Let's move on. Okay, so.
It's like when you started winning in the end of the show. You know, I'm not taking this well.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's time for.
Breaking news.
Kindly supported by.
Our Patreon members. Five of them. Wow.
Five of them. If you want to become one of those Patreon members, then you could chuck some money our way.
Well, you know, link is below.
Link is below. Anyway, you go first, sir.
Yes. So, redundant Wasps boss, Blackett.
Yep. Lee Blackett.
Yep. He's landed himself a job next month.
Who with?
Barbars.
Oh, the Barbarians.
Yep, Barbars. So he's going to be, because initially the Barbars were only supposed to play one match against the All Blacks.
Yeah.
But now they've got another one. So the Barbars have agreed to play Harlequins and Northampton.
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
I know.
What a stupid idea. I thought it was going to be another couple of international teams.
Well, it should have been.
Yeah.
It should have been.
Why on earth have they done that? That's just, for me... That just devalues the Barbarians' badge.
I think the Barbarians will change their team. But normally the Barbars play international teams. Why are they playing club rugby?
It's village.
I don't get it.
It's absolutely village.
That's what I
village.
Thought. So he's got himself a new job in a village. You know, it is village. So, yeah, there you go.
My first story is England will be blockbuster. But Scotland will be a banana peel for the All Blacks. My question to you is, what do New Zealand do with those games? And what I mean by that is, there's a little bit of talk that New Zealand are hell-bent on beating England.
Yep.
And they might change up their team to give players a bit of time and a bit of run out against Scotland, even though... They know that that might mean that they lose. So my question to you is, are Scotland a banana peel if New Zealand put out their best team? And secondly, do you think England will be blockbuster?
Scotland have never beaten the All Blacks.
Have they never beaten the All Blacks?
Never beaten the All Blacks.
Wales have, haven't they? Wales have beaten us once, I think.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but okay, Scotland never beaten the All Blacks.
Never beaten the All Blacks.
Yep. Okay. Good time to do it, isn't it?
In 31 games, they've never beaten the All Blacks. Can they do it? Anyone can beat anyone.
At the moment, yeah.
At the moment.
Right,
yeah. Can they do it with a weakened All Blacks squad? Probably.
Ooh. I don't think they can. I think if they roll out a weak team that don't have the cohesion, I think they'll be turned over by Scotland. I think they will. I mean, you know, people will be spitting in their coffee right now saying what a ridiculous statement. But I just don't think the All Blacks are anywhere near where they need to be when it comes to bringing on a second team.
I think you're wrong.
I just don't
I
see it.
Wrong.
I don't think if you don't play like Rico, Harvilli or Barrett, Mwanga, you're trying to fiddle around with that and play maybe McKenzie at 10 or
McKenzie whatever. Won't be at 10.
But my point is, if you fiddle around with that team and you do not have, you know, imagine if they play, because Braden Enor's in that squad. Imagine if they played Enor at 13. I'm sorry, going to Murrayfield and playing Scotland,
it would be a joke.
This is going to be, for those players.
But also, it wouldn't be fair on Scotland. We're not giving them the respect Scotland, that they potentially
Scotland
deserve.
Scotland will take anything.
Yes.
Because if you're part, and at Murrayfield, of beating the All Blacks for the first time ever, you are going to be an absolute legend of the game in those Scottish people's eyes. They are going to be pumped up.
I agree. And this is quite a good segue for me to then...
I haven't even finished my question, mate.
Oh, what was
Are
the
England's
one?
Blockbuster?
Oh yes, yeah, it will be the biggest game of the Autumn Internationals.
I have to say, I don't normally look forward to the Autumn Internationals.
Is South Africa playing England?
I don't care,
because that would be a good game too.
Yeah, but yeah, All Blacks England last game Twickenham. You going to be there?
No, I had tickets.
No.
Yep.
Jeez.
Do you want to go?
Kind of. I don't know whether I want to go. That's
no,
the honest
I'm
truth.
Not, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Oh my gosh.
I can't watch live sport when it's close.
No. I can't.
I'm like,
the last time England played New Zealand
at Twickenham, you were there.
I was there. Yeah. And it was the worst experience of my life.
Even though we won, though,
even though
we
won by 1 point, it was the worst experience of my life.
Yeah, it was awful, wasn't it?
So stressful.
Yeah,
it's just not fun.
So stressful.
Oh, anyway, my segue.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mills Moliaina makes a comment. Okay.
Yeah.
And he says that it would be acceptable for the All Blacks to lose to Scotland.
It's not acceptable.
No.
It is not acceptable for the All Blacks to lose to Scotland.
No.
Now, is it acceptable for them to lose to England? I don't... It's not like a... Yeah, that England have beaten New Zealand numerous times in the history, right? England have gone to New Zealand, beaten New Zealand, you know, type thing. I think they might have... it would be interesting to know, but they might have beaten them at Eden Park type thing, you know. When that 2003. So, but Scotland have never beaten New Zealand.
No.
So it's just not.
No, it's not
acceptable, because all that's doing is peeling away another layer of that invincible All Black over the history of time.
Well, what a ridiculous comment.
Yeah.
Mills, sort yourself out.
Would you? But such a bad thing to think about. Would you lose every game in this Autumn International, but then win the World Cup?
Yes.
No, I say I wouldn't do it. I'm really sorry. I wouldn't do it, because I just turn around and say, that's just luck winning the World Cup. If you can't, every game, Japan, losing to Japan, first time ever.
Oh.
Scotland, losing to Scotland, first time ever. Losing to England at Twickenham.
It'd be a crisis. It would be a crisis.
So I ask my question again.
No.
No, thank you.
No. Can I just add one more thing in? Okay. Now, this is ridiculous from the rugby world or the NZRFU or whatever. Okay. Because at a similar time, okay, the All Blacks are playing Japan, but then... the Black Ferns are playing Wales.
Is there going to be a crossover?
There's going to be a clash.
Oh, that's terrible, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. You know, the women are in the Rugby World Cup quarterfinal. And it's going to be overshadowed by, or it might not be overshadowed, or vice versa. All Blacks versus Japan might be overshadowed by the women. Now, it's just not fair on both parties.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, for goodness sake. You don't need to do that, do you?
No. No. So whether it's All Blacks, or not the All Blacks, but the NZRFU's fault, or rugby, you know, it's just, it's not fair.
No. Moving on. You made your point. You're right. I can't argue with you.
No. Thank you. Goodbye.
Do you want the lad's name? My next story is one of the most ridiculous statements ever made in the history of rugby broadcasting. I don't see fair, to be
England
fair.
England do play Australia. South Africa.
Oh, wow.
26th of November.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Excellent.
Mark, do you want to read that one?
Mark, where am I reading it?
It's my next story.
Oh, no, you say it.
No, I can't.
Where is it? Oh, jeepers. That's a tough name, eh?
Yeah, the Mark N hopes to bring an Israel Folau-like X Factor to the Wallabies.
To be fair, he's not a bad player, you know.
Yeah, but wait for this. He has said this, that he can do a lot of what Israel Folau can do.
He's 22 years old.
Right, he's an absolute knobhead by the sounds of it. Why would you say that?
I like the confidence.
You got Izzy Folau, who is proper brilliant player, whether we like him or not. He's an exceptional player when he came to rugby union for the first time, right? Izzy Folau.
Yeah.
And you've got this young buck who's been playing for the New South Wales Waratahs. He hasn't been really lighting it up over the, over the Super Rugby seasons that I've seen him. Naisirani, I think it is. Anyway, and he's making statements like, oh, I think I can do quite a lot of what Folau can do. He idolised Folau. And it's like, I'm just sorry, I just think it's just really poor. It's like me saying, oh yeah, I'm big, so I'm like Jonah Lomu. Well, I'm not.
Well, you might be.
I just don't like it.
Can I just interrupt this news story?
Yeah.
Ireland did beat England.
On the rain delay.
In the cricket, yeah.
On the rain delay.
Duckworth Lewis, yeah.
Oh, go Ireland.
Yes. Funny.
And, mate, the other thing that I've got is Wasps and Worcester have both gone. They're going to be relegated into the championship next year.
Right, okay.
Big glut of players now available.
Huge.
Coaches available.
Yep.
Some of them are getting offered ridiculous amounts of money. Like, top players are getting offered academy contracts at like 18 grand a year. And the criticism is that these premiership clubs are profiteering from Wasps and Worcester's demise.
Yeah, but the thing is it's not, why wouldn't you?
I think you've also got your salary cap.
Yeah.
You don't
bought in the salary cap, yeah. So why not? I don't get it.
Now you're giving someone some money to play rugby. What else are they going to do? This is a terrible thing.
If you can, you will. It's professional sport.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ethical. But
no, it's not about that because you've got a salary cap.
No, that's what I mean.
So it's sort of, if you can fit them in for
a little money, you can.
Yeah.
Then you will.
Exactly. So I've got no issue with it.
No.
You know, the biggest issue is Wasps and Worcester Warriors, you've run your club so badly
exactly
that you can't afford to play, pay your players.
There'll be someone else.
Don't be blaming Harlequins or Bath or people for coming in and saying, we can give your squads a place to play rugby and pay them a little bit of money because a little's better than nothing.
Correct. Where would you go? If you were a Wasps man or a Worcester man, where would you go? Would you now go to Japan? Would you now go to France? Would you stay in England? What would you do?
I think the big thing is if you're fighting for an England spot, you've got to stay here, don't you? But what club would I go for? You know, you're moving families, mate.
I think...
You know, you're moving families. You're moving... You know, for a lot of these players who have played for like Worcester or whatever, you know... It's not like just moving down the road.
No, I know, but the thing for me is that if I was fighting for an England spot, I would take up anyone's offer.
Yeah.
Anyone. And then I would, at the end of the season, look to get a new contract.
Yeah, you...
Because if you're fighting for an England spot, you'll pick one up pretty quick, won't you?
Yeah. I mean, which club would you go to? You want to have game time? So
you want to have game time, so I wouldn't necessarily go for Bristol Bears or Saracens. Well, it depends which position you were in, to be fair, as well.
I know a few have gone to Bath.
If you were in, you know, first five, I'd go to Saracens because you get plenty of game time.
Yeah,
because you're only taking Owen Farrell.
Terrible.
Good guy, though, apparently.
Got knocked out on the weekend.
Excellent.
No, you can't say that, sir. You can think it, but you just can't say it.
I'm so proud of that person.
Right, anyway, it's time for what caught your eye, sir.
So what caught my eye is the Women's World Cup.
Yeah, it's been good. There's been some genuinely good games out there, hasn't there?
Can I just say, Canada?
You lost to Australia, America, though, didn't they?
No.
Oh,
That's the one that you got wrong.
I said America. Yeah. Why did I do that?
Hey, I don't know. You obviously didn't do your research.
Oh, you did.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I mean, the Women's World Cup's been really good. I mean, it's a little bit one-sided, isn't it? You know, you've got kind of your...
Well, there's three teams. Well, there's two teams in it, really. Three teams in it.
Yeah. Maybe four.
Maybe Canada?
No, not Canada. Who? Italy. Italy are decent.
Italy got beaten, mate.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Who do they play?
I don't know. I'm going to bring it up here.
Oh,
though.
They might have. Yeah, they play one of the big guys, didn't they? But they're in the quarters against France. And they have beaten France before the competition started.
Have they? Oh, so, no. Italy beat Japan.
Yeah, there you go.
Hang on. Italy got beaten by Canada by 10 points.
Italy got beaten by Canada?
Yes, and I picked it right, and I got the bonus point.
Oh, wow. Yep. All right, so, okay.
How's your felt?
Yeah, been very good. I actually go on here and said, can New Zealand really beat France or England? And I kind of mean this in both competitions.
Oh, you picked Italy. Oh, what a shame.
Can New Zealand beat France or England in the World Cup, Rugby World Cup? And can they beat them? Let's say New Zealand played France and England in the Autumn Internationals. Could they beat both of them?
Can you see all those green boxes?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, okay. Jeez, you're boring today. Can they beat them? My question to you.
Who's that? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, you were. Oh. What Toby's doing is he's looking at his Subaru like a bloody Cheshire cat. Can New Zealand beat... my question is, could New Zealand men's beat both England and France if they played them back to back?
Yes.
You think they could?
Yes. But I wouldn't be surprised if they lost one or lost both. You know, it's one of those things where it's like...
Well, that's basically what I'm saying. You're doing all course I could. Anyone could beat anyone.
I think New Zealand would win both.
Right. Okay, I disagree, but anyway.
Yeah, I disagree as well. I wanted to back my home team.
The women.
The women would lose to England.
Will they beat France?
Yes.
Because basically what's going to happen
is... I mean, they look good at the moment.
France?
No, New Zealand.
They do look good.
Yes.
They do look good.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
So, oh man, I didn't think they could beat France or England... But I kind of feel like they can beat France now.
Yes.
I just don't think they could back it up the next week to go and beat England.
Yeah.
But England are looking a bit shaky at times.
Has it been a long season for them? You know, like what?
No, not really. Yeah, it's the other way around.
It's the other way around, really.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the problem.
Are they
maybe
giving...
Maybe they haven't been playing enough.
I reckon New Zealand... have got a little, I don't think they can. I don't think they can, but I think they've got a little chance.
They've got more of a chance than when they did a couple of months ago.
My big problem is with the women's is the kicking. You watch England's kickers.
Yep.
They actually look like kickers.
Yes, they do.
And they whack them over from the sideline.
Yes.
And they whack them over from 40, right? This is not a word of a lie. If you disagree with me and you haven't seen it, go and watch it. They've got basically Rene Holmes, who's their kicker in the All Blacks, and Kendrick Coxage.
Right.
Now, Kendrick just takes him from in front.
Okay.
She's dead eye. She's very, very accurate, but doesn't go more than like 30 meters, right?
Okay.
Renee Holmes kicks a bit further, but her technique is absolutely shocking.
Is it village?
I mean, it just looks so unnatural.
Oh.
And then you've got the Frenchies and the English who just kick it like, and I hate to say it, they kick it like men. They kick it like, okay, they're not like kicking it from 55, but they're kicking it from 40.
Yeah, that's still a big kick though, isn't it? Even for a male, it's a big kick.
But my point is, they kick the ball almost as far as the men, whereas you look at the Kiwis, the Aussies, the other teams, and it's an area where blatantly not being professional is costing them. You know, these English, French kickers are kicking hours and hours a day, and I think, you know, the New Zealand and all the other teams, they just fit it into their busy lifestyle rather than, it's almost like they're pub kickers rather than international kickers.
That's a good way of, that's a good analogy.
There you go, mate. So my other one is Fiji beat South Africa.
They did. I picked
it. Oh, what a game.
You picked it too, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, it was a great game. Premiership rugby, good to watch, but will it affect their international team? So the Premiership is transformed over the last 3 years.
But also now having Worcester and Wasps out, competition for positions is huge.
Yeah,
you know, if you think about how many people in the squad? 35?
Yeah.
45?
Yeah.
You've now got close to 100 extra players fighting for more spots.
Less spots.
You know?
Yeah.
Does that mean that rugby lower down is going to get better because they're going to filter into lesser teams, which then brings up rugby in general? Or are they going to go overseas and it's going to kill rugby in England?
I think short term it's going to be a good thing because, as you've said, the gap between first and last mathematically has shrunk, but also, ability-wise has shrunk big time. You know, you look at Bath, who haven't won the season until the weekend. They went and played Northampton and, you know, absolutely fantastic. They were brilliant on the weekend. So the difference between first and last has really, really shrunk. Is that good overall? Not sure. My question to you, though, is will it affect England's performance as an international team because they are flinging it and yinging it unlike they have done in the past?
Yeah. Do you know what? It reminds me of Super Rugby.
Yes.
Side to side, end to end, high scoring, and like you say, actually good to watch.
And full crowds.
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant. Do you know, someone had a conversation with me the other day. I can't remember where it was. But they said, you know, what's the difference between Premiership Rugby and Super Rugby? And I had to have a think about it. And I was like, there's not much now. There's not much. Both have good attack. Both have reasonable defence. But the only thing for me was the crowd sizes. Now, the thing is like, we in New Zealand play in big stadiums compared to what they do in this country for their provincial stuff.
Yeah, they're still decent-sized stadiums, aren't they? They're decent-sized.
What, 12,000?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think, you know, I think that if there were more 5 to 15,000 seated stadiums in New Zealand, they would look full compared to what they are now. Eden Park, if you put 20,000 in Eden Park, it's still going to look reasonably empty.
But listen, okay. So AMI or Orange Theory Stadium.
Yep.
Okay. You got the NPC final.
Yes.
Obviously, Canterbury lost, you haven't picked up. Wellington, well, I picked it, by the way.
Did you know that Super Rugby teams have come out?
Yeah. But anyway, going back to my story, that's what it's all about. You know, that's not a big stadium. That's 15,000, isn't it?
No, it's more than that. I'm going to have a look.
But anyway, half full.
Half full. Yeah, mate, it's NPC. No one cares about NPC.
But that's the problem, though. This is the problem. This is what
it's all on telly. It's all on telly.
No.
New Zealanders love a telly.
We do, and we love a hot dog, and we love sitting there on our fat bums.
You can do that all from the comfort of your own home, and you don't have to go down and watch.
Do you know what, though? I'm going back to the Premiership. I'm going back to the French competition. And you look at those competitions where they are well supported. What are the big differences between those competitions and the New Zealand-based competitions? And the big, big difference is what we would say is tribalism. Okay? So Saracens, Leicester, you can go Leinster as well. I know they're not in the Premiership. But they all have a wealth of history behind them, and the season goes on for a long time. Whereas I think the problem with New Zealand rugby...
Do you know what? That the next event... I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the next event at the...
Orange Theory Stadium
is Snoop Dogg. You know that? Capacity, 18,000.
There you go. So
It's too big.
But no, my point is, right, is it's not a massive stadium, and it was not even half full. So you're looking at less than, if we're being generous, 8,000.
So that's what I mean. We need 5.
Yeah, but my point is, 15, I'm going back. You're not listening to me. But I'm saying the difference between Premiership rugby and New Zealand competitions is the fact that tribalism, right? Tribalism, it's a long season and you get stuck into it as a family. Whereas in New Zealand, you got Super Rugby, which is a short competition. Then you've got the NPC, which is deemed to be second rate. Then you've got the internationals.
Yeah.
It seems like a good thing, doesn't it? But actually what it does is it creates a real lack of tribalism. You want to support your team. You want to support them over the whole rugby season, not have basically two rugby seasons in one. That's the problem with New Zealand rugby. Is they have two rugby seasons in one season. So you never really get like that tribalism building up. Competition starts, competition finishes.
Well, both competitions are really short, aren't
yeah.
they?
And that's the problem.
But the problem also in this country is the season's too long.
Yeah, but not for a supporter's point of view. For players, yes. But for a supporter,
I get what you mean, yeah.
You go, right, every second week we're going to watch the rugby and we're going to watch my boys, my girls play. You know?
Okay. Yeah, I get you.
You buy your season ticket because you're like, I'm going to get my money's worth out of it. Whereas you buy a season ticket for Crusade, before it started, it's almost finished.
Yeah. You're watching 6 games, maybe.
So I think where Super Rugby's brilliant is on TV.
Yes.
So you've almost got to give your tickets away.
Yeah.
You've got to fill your stadium so that actually the players want to play there because the stadiums are full. The problem is that it's too short for tribalism to develop. So you need to make it really cost effective for people to want to go and see it.
Yeah, I get you.
Premiership football, same thing. Tribalism, because the season goes on for a long time.
Yeah,
it's like
but
a
it's
good,
ingrained.
It's a movie.
Though, it has been ingrained.
You have your ups and you have your downs, and you do it as a family, don't you?
No, you don't go. You don't go to the football as a family.
No, but you support your team as a family.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, there's a lot of single males go to. No, that's unfair.
My last one here is, we've spoken about Scotland.
Yes.
Being our banana skin, potentially. I think Japan are our banana skin. Who are the Aussie and South African banana skins, or do they have them?
Aussie's banana skin is Scotland.
Okay.
And I think Wales are South Africa's banana skin.
Yeah, I mean, Wales beat them in South Africa, didn't they? So that'll be a big game for them, definitely. I just don't know whether or not anyone else truly has banana skins, because I don't think the Aussies are really turning up expecting to win all their matches. And I don't think the Saffers really care that much. Like, all they care about is winning the World Cup.
Oh, they care. They care. Don't be that harsh on them.
I reckon that they're all about winning the World Cup.
Have you still got the music running, by the way?
No.
Oh, good. God, that would be funny.
Mate, it's time for listeners' questions.
It is. It is indeed.
I've got a good one for you.
I've got a pretty good one for you. Okay, so why is the women's game have so much ball in play? Why does the women's game have so much ball in play? And that's from Michael.
I think it's a non-professional game, which means that the tackling's not as good, the defensive structures are not as good, so actually you get more value for running the ball. And plus,
you
I think
to hold on to the ball more.
They're kicking; they can't kick as long as the men.
Yeah, but they can still kick it out.
Yeah, they can, but they not get the field positioning. You don't get the ball in your 22 and whack it.
I guess
you
don't need to drop back as far, do you?
Yeah. So I just think that I think defenses aren't as good. So if you're a decent side and you spin it, you get a lot of value for your money.
Yeah.
So it's all about having ball in hand, whereas the men's game
is all about
them
territory.
Having the ball. You know, territory, pressure.
Yeah.
There's far less missed tackles and things like that. It's tough to get it right without time as well. Like, you know, to have a really cohesive game plan, you need time together.
Yeah.
And obviously there's only two teams that have that, which is, well, I mean, there are kind of three now with the New Zealand women's, they're professional, but only a small...
Canada look good, mate.
Only a small
Canada.
Amount.
Canada?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, your question to me.
Whatever.
I feel bad about you winning Subaru. I'm miserable.
Why do you feel bad?
I feel like less of a human being getting beaten by
you. I'll give you a few tips at the end, eh? Give you a few tips here. There has been a female ref in the Rugby League World Cup.
I didn't know this.
There's actually two.
Like proper ref, not touchy?
No. Main referee.
Love it.
Will there be one
no.
for the next Rugby World Cup?
No, there won't be.
There needs to be, though.
100%. Actually, I'm watching the Women's
behind.
World Cup, and there is a female referee every match. Every official referee, no touchies or whatever, there is always a female ref. They are doing a wonderful job.
Well, there you go. So why can't they do it with males?
They can.
Exactly.
And they should.
Exactly.
They should.
We've spoken about this before.
We have. It's now is the time.
Now
rugby.
Is the time.
Now is
or
the time.
Autumn internationals. Perfect time to bring a female referee in.
I would say, actually, you look at the World Cup as a much better time because if you're, you know, and I'm not saying you should be, but if you're a little bit worried about a female referee and you're worried that they might not be up to it, then you can give them a multitude of games that, you know, are very important. But then they're, you know, you've got, well, let's just say Spain versus
Fiji
or whatever. Yeah. They're less pressure. If you give someone, you know, you wouldn't...
The first game, you wouldn't give them a New Zealand France.
Exactly. But my point is any international referee starting off builds up, don't they?
Yes.
They start tier two.
Yes.
Then they move
so
into
that's
tier
what I mean.
One.
Why can't they do
some tier two stuff.
Scotland, Japan, or not necessarily tier two, but why they probably are doing tier two? We just don't know.
I don't think they have.
They might be. We don't know.
Yeah,
but why can't they do? You know, I don't know, an autumn international. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Why can't they do a Barbarians, Fiji, or whoever they might be playing?
Yeah, 100%.
You know,
I agree with you. I just think they could do the World Cup final. I think they're that good.
Yes, that's what
final.
I mean. Like they are that good. They know enough about rugby.
I think arguably they're a heck of a lot better than some of those French referees.
Don't get me started.
We play
Noreka.
Penalty, no black man.
You play too slow. Goodbye.
I told you. I warned you.
Wow, we are bad.
Okay. My question to you. Who would you start, bench, or scrap at prop? Donald Trump, Boris Johnson, and Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher? Jeepers.
Now, this is in their prime, I would say.
Okay.
You know, obviously Donald's old. Boris is younger, and then Margaret Thatcher. Well, she's still alive, but I've heard she's hanging on in there.
Okay.
So we're looking at them in their primes.
Okay,
right? Who would you go for?
I'd go Boris to start. I'd go Boris to start. Now we've seen him bump off.
Yeah, little kid,
haven't we? So we know he's tried and tested. So we know he's got a bit of a bump.
Yeah. Who are you having off the bench then? Who are you bringing on for that the last 20 minutes?
I'm bringing on Margaret Thatcher.
Why?
Well, she just sticks at it, doesn't she? She sticks around. She's in it for the long haul. So I think should be a little devil in there.
Do you know who I'd start?
Who would you start?
Margaret Thatcher.
Would you?
Yeah, and I'd bring Boris off the bench. Now, this is my reasoning. Because as a prop, you are the cornerstone. And let's just get this out there. It's not like I'm a Margaret Thatcher fan politically. I don't really know that much about Margaret Thatcher as a politician, but I do know she's a tough operator, all right?
Tough cookie.
And she's going to get in there, and the dark arts of the prop, she's going to be in there.
She'll put her head where not many people want to put it.
Exactly. She's not going to shy away. Right.
No, so I think Boris will be a bit of a
Boris
Dane
is all talk.
He'll hang out on the wing. Out the way.
I think he'll hang out in the pub. But I have Boris in there, and I'd never play him.
Oh, would you?
I reckon he'd be great in the changing rooms.
He'd be good in the changing rooms, aren't he? Righto, fellas. Well done.
Bears on me, boys.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
So Margaret Thatcher, she's in there for the full 80.
Okay.
Might give Boris like 30 seconds, give him an international...
That's a long time for a prop.
Give him an international cap so he can't go and play for Samoa. Oh, no, I was talking about the All Blacks. Oh, okay.
Oh, Nova Scotia.
Okay, mate. Right.
Right, end
Listen,
of the show.
You have done some... This is what worries me. He gets here early 1 week. He beats me in Subaru the next. And the next thing I know, I get text messages saying, don't worry, Damo, I've got some guess who's for you. Lemon.
Okay.
Jeepers
right,
creepers.
I'm going to put my glasses on so I can see properly. What would you like to know about our first customer?
So we're playing guess who for all those that don't know.
Yes, guess who.
I'd just like to just go through the normal things, age, weight, and height.
Age, 49.
49, yep. Okay.
Birthplace.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do birthplace.
Right.
Height, he's 5'8".
5'8", yep. 49.
And weight is 80 kilograms.
49, 5'8". So not even that tall. So you could take out of there your Justin Marshall, so taller. So who was with Justin Marshall? Because he's about 49, isn't he? I'm wondering, I need to know birthplace now.
Birthplace? Zambia.
Zambia. Wow. Zambia. 49. Go on, clubs.
Clubs?
Yeah.
Okay. Clubs were Brumbies, Toulon, and then a...
It's got to be Gregan, doesn't it? Got to be Gregan. Brumbies, Toulon, who?
And then Japan.
It's got to be Gregan, I think. 5'8". Zambia. I'm going to say George Gregan.
You are correct. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
5'8".
Yes,
it was 49, 5'8". Mate. 49. I knew he was in that sort of region. Zambia threw me, though.
Yes, I thought it would.
Yeah.
But then I thought that Brumbies would bring it back.
What else does he have on there that you want to mention?
Nothing else, really.
Nothing else.
Coached, assistant coached at Brumbies.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
He was a good player, wasn't he?
Good player. Yeah. Annoying.
Yeah, but in a great way.
Yes.
You know what?
He knew when to pass. He knew when to run. He had a good pass on him too.
He did. He brought the ball back a little bit more than others.
Yeah, he used to pass off his back hip, didn't he?
Yeah.
Rather than off the floor. Although he loved a good diving pass off the back of a scrum.
But it was a sniping run.
That's what I mean. He knew when to run.
Oh, my goodness. You know, whenever he got the ball. And then he was the first one to sort of do that kind of, and he'd pop
offload.
It out the back.
Yeah.
Oh, and cut you in half. Yeah. He's a good player.
He's a good player, yeah. He's a good player.
Right, mate. Come on. Hit me for the second one.
So.
Fill me with more confidence. I need
52.
It.
52.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, a couple of years older.
Yeah, 52. Well, three if we had been.
Yep.
Splitting hairs.
6'7".
Right.
And he was 119 kilograms.
Blimey. Right, so we've got 50 what? 50?
52.
52.
Yeah.
What is he? 6'7".
Yeah.
I'm writing this down, everyone, because I'm desperate to get this right. And
119 kilograms.
52. Wow. Okay, so I'm going to go, I'm thinking South Africa here.
Okay.
Because, like, 119 is big.
119 is big.
So I'm thinking South Africa. Okay. Or, ooh, 52, you might be going John Eales. That's the only other one that I can think of. I don't think he'd be that heavy, but go on. Okay.
Okay. First club?
Yeah.
King Country.
Oh, wow. So Kiwi. 52, yep. 6'7", 100, oh, my computer's gone dead.
Has it?
Yeah. crikey. Okay. I don't know. Carry okay. on.
Yeah. So he played 25 times for King Country.
Yeah.
And then Leicester Tigers.
Did he play for the All Blacks then?
I'm not going to tell you that.
He played for Leicester Tigers.
Yeah.
52.
Played for the Barbars as well.
This, he must be quite a big name then. Is he a big name?
He's a big name.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just can't think of anyone that big and that heavy.
So, do you want me to, I'll go through a few more.
Yeah.
Okay. He played for England under 18s. He played for New Zealand under 21s.
Wow. I do know, I kind of think there's someone. Ooh.
I bet you could wish you could write it down.
Okay, so King Country.
Yep.
Oh, I know who this is.
Okay.
England captain. Martin Johnson. Martin Johnson?
I don't know, you're telling me.
Martin Johnson. Yeah, World Cup winning captain for England. He came over to New Zealand. He played for New Zealand in his youth, and then he went back home and played for Leicester. So I'm going to say Martin Johnson. I am pretty sure I'm correct.
You are correct.
There you go.
Well done.
Yeah.
That was a good one, though. It made you think,
yeah,
didn't it?
It did make me think, yeah.
Well done,
Damo. It was the King Country bit. No idea that he'd come and play for King Country.
No, neither did I. But then I'd almost threw you in the right direction that he was England back to New Zealand, like as in under 18s, under 21, New Zealand.
Yeah. I didn't realise he's that heavy. That is, he's a big lump, isn't
he's a
he?
Big guy.
Big lump.
Big guy.
Wow. Anyway, sir, it's been a good show.
Yes, as always.
I felt more revitalised in my rugby knowledge now.
Excellent.
And it's always good doing the show with you, mate.
Always
good doing the show with you. What can people do to support us?
Again, we've plugged ourselves, but we'll plug ourselves again.
We don't plug ourselves enough, people say.
No, you're right. Okay. Like, share, subscribe, 5-star review, Patreon. We love a Patreon, don't we?
We love a Patreon.
Love a Patreon. Okay.
But we love an email.
We do love an email.
We love an email. Yep. We really appreciate your emails.
Correct.
The show doesn't run without your input.
Exactly.
We've got nothing really to say. We just steal it all from you. Until next week.
See you later.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.